This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Violent demonstrations against pension reform in France prompt the postponement of King Charles III's trip to the country, highlighting the growing security and political problems faced by President Emmanuel Macron. 14 pro-Iran fighters are killed in U.S. airstrikes on Syria, carried out in retaliation for a drone attack that left an American dead and wounded six others, a war monitor says. Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro, who left the country for the United States two days before his term ended, will return home on March 30th, his party and press service announces. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's call for protests over his potential indictment in a hush money case has sparked conspiracy theories about an FBI setup among some of his far-right supporters, making them reluctant to show up. North Korea has claimed to have tested a nuclear-capable underwater drone designed to generate a gigantic radioactive tsunami that would destroy naval strike groups and ports. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Analysts were skeptical that the device presents a major new threat, but the test underlines the North's commitment to raising nuclear threats. The test this week came as the United States reportedly planned to deploy aircraft carrier strike groups and other advanced assets to waters off the Korean Peninsula. Military tensions are at a high point as the pace of both North Korean weapons tests and U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises has accelerated in the past year in a cycle of tit-for-tat responses. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he had been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda earlier announced Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina is a U.S. permanent resident. He was accompanied by a U.S. embassy official as he was moved from prison to the residence of the Qatari ambassador in Kigali late on Friday, this according to two senior Biden administration officials. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In the U.S., police in South Texas say two migrants are dead and others hospitalized after being found in a freight train. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Uvalde Police Department says dispatchers received a 911 call Friday afternoon from someone saying a group of migrants were suffocating in a freight train car that had been traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Border Patrol was able to stop the train, and police say they found about 15 migrants. Union Pacific Railroad says the people were in two cars, 12 in a shipping container, including the two who died, and three in a hopper car. At least 10 of the migrants were sent to hospitals. Union Pacific says the train was traveling east from Eagle Pass, bound for San Antonio. I'm Ben Thomas.
Undeclared diamond jewelry brought into Brazil from Saudi Arabia has deepened the legal jeopardy of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
An investigation into two sets of jewels, reportedly worth millions, is only the latest scandal threatening the former far-right leader. But an extensive paper trail and even videos could make the case particularly daunting for Bolsonaro. He is also under investigation for any involvement in a rampage by his supporters through the national capital after he left office and for numerous actions during the presidential election campaign he lost last fall. Bolsonaro also has been accused of causing genocide for an indigenous community in the Amazon. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Montenegro prosecutors charge fugitive cryptocurrency entrepreneur Do Kwon with forgery as South Korean officials vow to press for his extradition. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.